Good morning. Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Lauren Jacobov reading Counting Moons by Devra Yu Baker. There's something tribal and primal about Devra Yu's writing that reconnects the reader to women's role in history as storytellers, weavers, artisans, the keepers of the home, of time, and of the changing seasons, that demonstrates women's direct connection with spirit. 10 moons after, and you are still dreaming about winter in the mouth of spring, still feeling the hooves of loss stampeding the bones inside your body, wondering where the dead journey when they walk out of the houses of the living. This is the way we learn how to make sense in a senseless world. Count the moons that cross the sky and roll bone dice in the backwater alleys of our souls until all our questions of right and wrong learn lessons from the shapeshifter and fly out of our doors as birds, crows, or ravens. You are counting moons until the memory of the bombing of your sister's village folds up her tents and finds a home in someone else's arms. You wander the hallways like a lost ghost and ask, why did she want a wedding in a world made of war? Why did she want a dress stitched with the dreams of your people? Why did she work side by side with all the older women, grinding spices and flattening dough into bread? Why did she believe in the possibility of love in the year of the drone? Mornings you wake with the smell of cumin and turmeric, marjoram and coriander. You wake with a call to prayer that signals forgiveness and a new beginning for all of us. That was Counting Moons by Devra Yu Baker from her collection Hungry Ghosts, published by Wild Ocean Press. I'm Lauren Jacobov, and you're listening to The Poetry Moment.